Energy is not currently being created. The universe could not have created itself using natural processes because nature did not exist before the universe came into existence. Something beyond nature must have created all the energy and matter that is observed today. Present measures of energy are immeasurably enormous, indicating a power source so great that infinite is the best word we have to describe it. That's from ICR.org. And our guest for the remainder of the program tonight is Sterling D. Allen, and he plays with energy and is going to find the way to lead us to the light, quite literally. And we'll be joined by him when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. John B. in with you tonight on the third Saturday night that I have ever done this program in my life. And thank you very much for being with us. On the Coast website, video incoming, Sun's Fury Unleashed and Earth Bound. I wonder if Sterling D. Allen can tell us, hey, can we get a little piece of that and, you know, turn on our big screen TVs with it, or better yet, our radios? Welcome.
Great to be on your show. Thank you.
Thanks for showing. So, how about that? What forms of energy are we trying to harness? You know, let me start here. I keep hearing this expression, renewable energy. Uh-huh. Is that a viable term for it, or are we looking for renewable sources of energy?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because I'm quite different from most people out there in the quote-unquote renewable energy sector. And I do think that's a good label for things such as solar, wind, geothermal, tide, technology that we've all heard about and are in process of getting cheaper, more affordable, more plausible. But none of these technologies that I just mentioned are yet to the point where you can buy them and actually save money on your electrical bill or your heating bill. And the kind of technologies I want to talk about tonight are outside the box, but not bogus. These are technologies which have been obfuscated or ignored or suppressed by the powers that be, because they would actually make renewable energy, and that is an appropriate umbrella term, they would make it affordable to an extraordinary extent, so that you could actually buy one of these things, get off grid, be out of the, from underneath the powers that be, so to speak, and actually save money in the process. You could drive an indefinite distance without stopping for fuel because you're extracting energy from the environment surrounding us, something that Nikola Tesla accomplished 100 years ago. And yet these things have been put on the shelf, ignored, poo-pooed, labeled as crackpot science, precisely because they disempower the powers that be. And so the label I like to use to define these technologies, or to call them, is free energy technologies. And by free energy, I'm not talking about lifting yourself up by your own bootstraps, perpetual motion. I don't believe that that is a viable scenario. I'm talking about energy that is free for the taking. The devices aren't free, but the source is. Solar is free. Geothermal is free. Wind is free. Wave energy on the ocean is free. Tidal is free. So is zero-point energy. And waste to energy and magnet motors, and, you know, we get into the really exotic stuff in our news service, and we've been doing this for a decade. We've been tracking this stuff, trying to help bring these marginalized, fringed technologies that are only fringe in the mind. They're not fringe in terms of having working prototypes. There are a lot of obstacles involved in getting these things to the marketplace, but we are getting really close. And what I'd like to do, if it's okay, is kind of hone in this evening on talking about what I would consider to be the top five exotic free energy technologies. And again, by free energy, we're talking about a source from the environment that is free for the taking. And just because we don't fully understand it yet doesn't mean it's bogus, or doesn't mean it's crackpot science. It just means we need to wrap some science around it. And as a scientist, I am dumbfounded sometimes by the response of the scientific community to some of these technologies, you would think they would be just so excited about some of these things, saying, you know, how does that work? And that's a really interesting phenomena. But instead, they're almost trained like Pavlov's dogs to raise their eyebrows, thumb their nose, and walk the other direction, say, we don't use the word cold fusion in this institution.
You know, Lily Tomlin once said, no matter how cynical you become, you can never catch up. I'm just wondering, the automobile was held off for a long time by the railroad industry in England.
Mm-hmm.
So is there imperial opposition to your new ideas and your new quests for energy that persons would not be charged for other than the gear that they would need to have it?
Absolutely. And when you say imperial opposition, that comes in a number of different forms. It comes in terms of academic opposition. It's very similar to, I have to give kudos to your previous guest, and the Nobel Lie documentary is excellent. We actually did a feature on it in our news about a month ago, and I actually reposted that link to our news site so your readers can kind of see what we did. We did an overview of their book and gave some excellent interviews that they did on the Alex Jones radio program. The same kind of scenario you see in when we're talking about JFK, when you're talking about Building 7, when you're talking about the World Trade Centers, Patriot Act, this whole dynamic of the powers that be that try and pull these fast ones over on us and think that we're dumb and that we, as long as we don't talk too loud about it, they'll be okay and they can get away with it because they have the mainstream media in their hip pocket. And as Gerald Celente calls them, the prostitutes. These are not journalists anymore. They are propaganda machines. And they do the same role with free energy as they do for the kinds of things that you typically cover on the Coast to Coast program, which I love, by the way. I'm a subscriber. I listen to a lot of the programming here. I just really thoroughly enjoy the kinds of topics that you cover. And sometimes we'll give linkage to those in our news. But you would consider the kinds of things you talk about at Coast to Coast to be, quote-unquote, outside the box. These are things which you will not read about in the typical daily news rag, the prostitute media, which doesn't want us to talk about this stuff because it empowers the individual rather than turning us into slaves.
You just keep talking. I'm loving this. I'm a man after my own heart, and also Captain Nori, and also Art Bell, who started all this. So just keep going. If I don't say anything for a while, I'm sure everybody will be all right with it.
Yeah,
because you're absolutely right. It's terrible. The mainstream media acts as though the public would somehow be scared to death by a new idea. It's the corporations in control that'd be scared to death by a new idea.
And what is so exciting about the internet is it has enabled, it has empowered this the alternative media, but the alternative, there's a really funny saying when you talk about alternative, yesterday's heresy is today's dogma. Those things which anciently were considered heretical because they were way outside the box, finally get accepted after a very diligent effort to bring them into mainstream awareness, and then they become the status quo. And then there's some new thing that comes along. There's always going to be a better way to do things. There's always going to be somebody who's out on the cutting edge, pushing the envelope. I remember when I was first waking up to these whole conspiracy idea in the government, the Trilateral Commission, CFR, and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Becoming aware with the kind of things that the John Birch Society was talking about, and realizing they had vast documentation to prove what they were saying back when it was about 1982-ish. And I was just dumbfounded. Why had I never heard about this stuff? And I started waking up, and I would go to these conferences, and somebody would sit down next to me and would start talking, and I would say, man, this guy is total loony bins. I can't believe that he would say something like that. And then 10 years down the road, I would see myself saying the exact same thing. And this awakening process, you kind of take it in increments. But you know what? I really believe that we are in a period of time right now when there is a huge metamorphosis underway. We're going into the cocoon, we're about to emerge, and there is nothing that the establishment is going to be able to do to stop it. It's destiny. Freedom is going to win. Free energy is going to win. And that's what I want to hone in on tonight. Is that's my specialty as a professional. In the last decade, I've been focusing on the solutions. Before that, for a good decade, I was focusing on the problems, hunkering down, getting ready for everything falling apart. I mean, I moved to this valley where I live now in 92, thinking that we were months away from a Soviet Union nuclear first strike, that, you know, yada, yada, yada. I mean, how many different scenarios have played out, have come and gone, and we're glad we dodged that bullet. But, you know, we are at a time now when we're going to see a transformation as the powers that be kind of come into the full length of power, but also the alternative help, alternative news, alternative thinking, the psychics, the alternative and energy is going to come into its own. We are going to Thrive, that Thrive documentary is just awesome in laying out what we're up against and the positive frame of mind that we need to have to, you know, we're going to win this thing. And in the free energy sector, I believe we've achieved what I would say is escape velocity. When you launch a rocket into orbit, you have to get it going fast enough that basically what it's doing is it's spinning so fast around the planet that as it falls to the Earth, it just basically falls in a circle, and that becomes what's called an orbit. And the amount of energy it takes to get into escape or into orbit is called escape velocity. It's the critical mass, so to speak, that's required in order to get to that pivot point. And I believe that free energy has achieved in the last year, in 2011, we achieved escape velocity. There's enough players out there working and bringing this stuff forward that it cannot be suppressed anymore. The top five that we're going to be mentioning tonight that are really close, or in one case, already two cases actually, are already in the marketplace. Every one of them has a good number of competitors or other players neck and neck with them that if they were taken out, this other would step right in and fill in the gap. And so it's a very, very exciting time. I know that the Coast to Coast program over the years has covered free energy to larger and lesser extent. Sometimes it's mentioned just as two or three sentences in the course of a program. Sometimes it takes a half an hour. Sometimes it's the entire program, from time to time. It is talked about, but I think the general sentiment out there is that it's just a bunch of harebrained, the boy who cried wolf. How many times have we heard about these devices that are going to come and make energy so inexpensive and so cheap, and yet it just never shows up. But that is changing. It is showing up. And I can tell you from my vantage point of being the news and directory and networking guy for free energy, you know, we're kind of the tip of the spear there. I can tell you that free energy is emerging and has achieved escape velocity, and it's a very exciting time that we're in. And none too soon, because we need this free energy to, as one of the tools to defeat the powers that be that are trying to destroy this planet and subjugate the entire planet into a global tyranny.
You know, we're going to have to fight them over it, one way or another. Hopefully it'll be the, it'll be done through by the overwhelming tsunami of invention to where there's really nothing they can do about it.
That's actually a very good analogy, is a tsunami of inventions. That's an excellent metaphor. from my vantage point of how many inventors there are out there tinkering and playing and progressing and doing research and developing and seeking funding and making progress and getting close, and some of them actually now having products in the marketplace, that it is a tsunami that is coming. And the thing that's so cool about it is this is a peaceful revolution. When you have a device in your garage that can power your house and heat your house and power your greenhouse, you don't have to go to the store anymore. They've lost their power over you. Now you can pursue what you're best at, pursue your dream, and when a person is doing what they love to do, they're 6 times more productive than when they're a slave to a system doing something they hate.
Well, look what happened in the former Soviet Union. I think the alcoholism rate was 90% because there was no reason to create anything or invent anything. There was just complacency and then depression and then collapse.
Yeah. And the powers that be want to bring us to a world Soviet system.
To what end? That's an awfully gray world to live in, don't you think? What's wrong with these people, Sterling? Seriously, I mean, is there something on a spiritual level, a mental level? I mean, what's wrong with them?
I would say that they're addicted to power. They're addicts. They're acting like addicts. And they're acting like addicts who are about to hit the wall. And they're hitting the wall is going to be when the plans that they laid out for the destruction of the planet and the subjugation of the planet start blowing up in their face, and people start seeing them for who they are, and they start getting really embarrassed because now everyone sees that there's this, the king that's walking down the road is naked. And finally someone says, he's not wearing any clothes. And everyone finally gets it.
There are no new clothes. There are no clothes.
Yeah.
You know, Sterling, people on the list with a capital L love company, I am delighted to hear a scientifically minded man like yourself with a radical viewpoint. Scientists like yourself sometimes are perceived as, you know, meek individuals who just amuse themselves with their discoveries, but you've got it on the hard points under your wings, and you're bringing it to the establishment. I admire this.
Thank you. You know, I appreciate that acknowledgement, and I would say that each one of us on this planet has a role to play in defeating this corruption. Everything from, we posted a page on our website today of suggestions for how to get involved with the rollout of exotic free energy. There's a pretty long page of all kinds of things, and I doubt there's a single person on this listening to this program who couldn't find something on that list or think of, have something spurred in their mind as they go through that list, something that they can do, big or small, to help this thing roll forward and continue to reach this critical mass and continue this tsunami effect, to see these free energy technologies emerge, whether it's being willing to buy, to be an early adopter, or to invest in some of these other things that are still in research and development, or whether it's to put a little banner on your website, or whether it's to put a little thing in the end of your email that says, I support free energy. There are so many ways that we can help. And each one of us makes a difference. Each one of us has a magnificent role to play. And I woke up, a couple of decades ago, and I have been a different person ever since. I've been very, very invigorated. I was joking with the person who called me, prior to the show to get the line hooked up. She was asking, I'm here in central Utah. She says, do you ski? Well, I used to do a lot of skiing as a teenager, and I would ski kind of on the edge of being out of control. I say now I get my thrills, similar thrills in the world of free energy. I'm skiing just on the edge of being out of control, going as fast as I can, taking all the wild rides through the trees and taking the jumps and just barely missing the people as I'm, skiing down the slope. And I have to admit that I take the same approach.
It's called relaxed stability. We're going to come back and talk some more with Sterling D. Allen. Excellent exposition. Message to establishment. The cavalry charge days are over. The mothership has landed. Coast to Coast AM. You know, everybody's so concerned about 2012. There's almost enough angst about it and excitement about it to cause something to happen, even if nothing was going to happen. But then again, what about this? People of Earth, attention. Maybe we will create the change. Beginning in 2012, maybe it's not external. Maybe it's internal. Maybe it's us. We will return with our guest tonight, Sterling D. Allen, on Coast to Coast AM. Well, I just got a note that said we were out for eats and I didn't get your note, so I missed it. However, I'm a subscriber and will listen as soon as it's up online, which is a good reason for you to consider becoming a Coast Insider so that you can catch all the stuff that we're talking about tonight. And we have Sterling D. Allen with us, and this is very interesting stuff. So I'll tell you what. Sterling, if you don't mind, tell us about the roles you mentioned earlier that each of us can play, and then just segue into some of these exciting new methods you're looking at, some technical stuff, magnetism, maybe even if any of this is like reverse engineering or the combination of two or three ideas that have made a new idea.
Okay. How can people get involved? We could, first of all, of course, most of these technologies would be a lot further along if they just had a little bit of funding, and that's an obvious one, you know, to help with donations or investments or come up with some kind of a grant situation to help these technologies emerge. Another one would be just the whole idea of becoming informed. Subscribe to our newsletter, and I haven't given out our website yet. It's on your website on Coast to Coast page for today's date. We have a number of domains. Probably the easiest one to remember is freeenergynews.com forward to our PezWiki.com website, which is Pure Energy Systems Wiki, like the Wikipedia of free energy. And then PESN.com is where we post our exclusive stories, and it's kind of been a main destination lately. But if you go to PESN.com, you'll see a link to these lists of technologies and directories where you can become, just get boned up on what's available, what's out there. One thing that's important to bear in mind in this is it's like the wild, wild west. Free energy is. It's out there on the fringe. There's bogus stuff, there's fraudulent stuff, and there's real stuff. And trying to figure out what is a little tricky sometimes. And what we try to do in our new service is give the information the best we can to help you in that sifting process, saying, here's what information we have. This one looks really good for these reasons. Here are some downsides. And then let you decide, and then people will, in this watering hole effect, decide whether or not they're going to support this technology or get on the mailing list to be one of the first to buy one of the units when it becomes available. Or, you know, there's another thing that everyone can do is speak up as you become informed to help inform others. Post a link from your website to ours or other related services and information about these kinds of technologies. There's a little cute little banner you can get. We support the new energy movement. You can post on your site kind of as an affiliation saying, you know, we believe in these new energy technologies coming forth. You can contact your local newspapers and say, hey, why aren't you guys covering this? This is pretty cool stuff. Here's the evidence for it. And yeah, I picked this up, and here's some, you know, links or whatever. Write a letter to the editor. You can contact your congressman and say, hey, do you guys know about this stuff? Along the lines of speaking up, there's a whole lot of things that we can do. You can replicate. You become a builder. Maybe you're a tinkerer. You like working out in the garage and playing with your hands. And maybe you can start trying to replicate some of the work that Nikola Tesla did. That people are, there's several forms and plans that are out there. You see if you can refine those. Turn it into an open source project, get a workable device that puts out a substantial amount of power, and let everyone go into business making these things for themselves and selling them to the neighbors setting up cottage industries around the planet. People with professional services can offer those pro bono to some of these struggling technologies as they're, you know, cutting teeth, so to speak. If you're a lawyer, you can offer free legal counsel. If you're a web guru, you can maybe help them improve their website or build a website for them. Graphic artists come up with a really cool logo or icon to match their technology that maybe looks a lot better, improves the look of their site, helps people, you know, gravitate to a little better. If you're a videographer, maybe you can go in and videotape and help them get a really good, solid demonstration to post on YouTube to help people realize this is real. This really works. You can help them. Maybe you know how to write business plans. You can help them do that. You can help accounting services. We talked about being an early adopter. Help. Things are usually more expensive when they first come out. You know, sure. 6 months, it's going to be a little bit more. Same thing with computers. The prices continues to drop. The efficiency increases. The same thing will happen with these alternative energy technologies. At first, they might be on a par with conventional energy sources, but they'll, within a year, they might be a fifth the price, for example, with, once they go into mass production. But they need to have those early adopters to be willing to pay the little higher price, understanding that it's going to be obsoleted in a few months, but being willing to be out there on the cutting edge and be one of the beta testers. There's entrepreneurial opportunities where you can establish a business vetting free energies. You can just get a business selling free energy-related gizmos. Maybe there's certain components that are hard to source for people who are trying to replicate things. You can, put these little advertisements on your site for, there's these affiliate things or for little e-books and whatnot to help get the meme going, get people thinking about along these lines. And then also on the negative end of the spectrum, there's some exposés that need to be done. There are some scams out there. And when you see websites advertising, the Tesla, what's it called? There's one called, I forget the name of it, but there's a number. MagnaWork is one as well. That there are some people who are, they have legitimate plans, but then they exaggerate how much energy you can get from it or how easy it is to build or how cheap it is to build. So you buy it with these high expectations and you think, maybe it's not as good as I thought. And you just, you only pay $49 for it and you put it on the shelf so people really don't complain. So these things just go on and on for years. So as you see these ads show up on people's site, give them a link to maybe one of the stories we did where we exposed it as a scam to help kind of clear the field of some of that riffraff. Then have fun. We have a humor page. Get in some of these social networking. There's some really excellent Tesla or the excellent Facebook pages on free energy. Get involved in a local Tesla society. Attend free energy conferences. Watch some great free energy movies and videos, entertainment types of things. So that's just a quick read through of, some of the things that you can do to get involved. And here's our top, 9 list. Bookmark our sites, PESN.com. Subscribe to our newsletter so you get in, every day or so into your email box a list of some of the greatest things going on. You don't have to read it every day, but you can at least scan it really quick. And if something captures your interest, go read it. Watch the Thrive documentary. It's excellent. Put one of those banners on your site. We mentioned that already. Donate to our network to help our news and directory networking service. And that's pretty much it. I mean, there's. I gave you the quick reading of. There's more specific items along each one of those areas, but that gives you an idea of the range of things that people can do in this free energy revolution that will usurp the powers that be by bringing power to the people in a very literal sense.
I really appreciate your philosophical depth in the presentation of this information, because what you are saying, in other words, is simply don't be depressed, don't give up. If you really don't like the system that's trying to take us over, what we need to do is just do it. While I never really thought it was a very good idea to run absolutely everything over the internet. I would join with you and urge people to Send the links around. Send them all over the place. There's more of us than there are of them. And between all of us, I'm sure there's a giant, throbbing, enormous brain. So don't be depressed about it. Don't be worried about it. Let's just get it in gear. You know, a change of work is the best tonic. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Why did they do 911? To scare the crap out of us. And if we don't go there, they lose their power. That's the way the bully has power, is through fear. And if we get out of fear, they lose their power.
Well, that's right. And I'm not afraid, frankly. I'm mad.
Yeah.
I'm mad as hell and don't feel like taking this anymore. Does anybody, even at this hour of the morning, does anyone else feel the same way? I'm just sort of sick of it. Oh, look over there, while what's going on that's of any moment is happening over there, where we're being directed away from looking.
You know, a positive way to look at it, one thing I learned early on in my philosophical development as a teenager, actually, is when you have a trial, you take it as a compliment, because God will not give us something more than what we can handle. And almost always, before the calm, there's a storm. And if you look at the side of a swimming pool, or the side of an ocean, before a huge wave comes, the water level actually goes down substantially, and then it goes really high.
Yes.
And this pattern of the cyclical pattern of the powers that be getting so over the top, crazy in how obvious they are, I think is good news, because that means they're almost done.
Well, that's right. And the tsunami of invention, I sort of like that, and please feel free to use it. As a matter of fact, if you quote me, there's a possibility that if I ever write a book, I might be able to sell one based on your using that expression. So feel free to use it anytime you want. Let me ask you this. Just now, you take us anywhere you want to go. I want to get into all of this stuff. Too many screens up. The FE technologies being suppressed, and let's just start here. What's the latest at PS or PESN?
Okay.
And let's just go down the list, because I have some questions here that range from change of focus, from all things renewable to just exotic free energy, all the way down to Men in Black. So let's just get there.
Okay. As we started in this interview, you asked about renewables, and we used to try and cover all things renewable in our news service for the first few years, but it just became too overwhelming, especially as more of these free energy technologies, we only have enough time in a day to cover free energy, the exotic free energy technologies. So we've shifted in the last 2 or 3 years our focus from all things renewable to just the exotics, the fringe things that the mainstream press is ignoring them, that the alternative media that we are has a role in giving voice to and helping the networking and bringing attention to the most promising things that are out there. So we've continued that focus, and it's been about a year that we've really been honing in on this top five listing. And I'm not saying that this listing is perfect, that there aren't technologies that are better than what's there, or that the listing and the sequence is exactly right on. But at least it gets you going and gets you thinking. And so, you know, that's we've actually registered the domain name top5energy.com and .org, .com, and you can spell it either 5 or the number 5, top5energy, will take you to our top 5 listing. And so you can bookmark that, kind of keep track of what's going on, and so that's basically what the latest has been in our news service, is identifying who we are and what we're about, and that is, we are outside the box and we're proud of it.
Well, let me ask, I've got a question that's been dogging me for years, literally, and it is this. I don't hear much concentration on the power of magnetism or magnetic energy. Is there any sort of an initiative in that particular area of free? Certainly magnetism is free, and
absolutely,
so is gravity. Do we have anything working in that area?
There's both in the electromagnetic over unity area, where people use Tesla type of principles, and, you know, Bedini and other modern, still alive researchers who are doing some excellent work. in harnessing the power of magnetism through electromagnetic manipulations, where they get more energy out than what they put in, because in the process of the way they arrange their circuitry, they're pulling energy from the environment somehow. It's really cool, spiffy stuff, and there's a lot of really amazing developments there. And there are all-magnet motors where you have magnets repelling magnets or attracting magnets as the primary and only motive force. So you have an all-magnet motor, for example, down in South America that's been powering a house for 2 years continuous, 20 kilowatts load following.
That's pretty amazing.
He's not in a hurry to go to market with it. He's willing to sell it for $150 million if you want to fork out $150 million. Otherwise, we're just going to have to wait till he gets around to it.
Well, I wish he'd get around to it because, already the electric companies are going, well, I guess it'd be all right if you sold some of that back to us. We can always sell it to somebody else, so we don't mind paying you a little bit for it. It sounds like that might make a little cash crop for somebody if they had one of those plugged online.
Yeah. What would be really cool is if one of these simple designs is open sourced so that it's simple to build, it's easy to understand, and some of these technologies are going to be like that. I've come across a number of things which are of that ilk, but the inventor's not willing to give it away. They want to put a patent on it, they want to protect it. But just imagine if we had something really simple that you could just download a set of plans, 20 pages, build it in your garage, power your house, build one for your neighbor, go into business, and in a matter of a month or two, we have millions of these things, and in a matter of 6 months, you could reach 25% market penetration worldwide.
And what kind of dough would it get? Would it take to make that kind of market penetration?
We're talking devices that are so cheap that they would be one-tenth the cost of what you're paying for electricity right now. The device itself would pay for itself in just a few months.
Well, so how do we find out how to build one?
Well, it goes back to the wild, wild west. And I'm hoping that this year we will see a technology of that ilk come out into the open with very solid documentation, with good numerous videos of replications that have been done to prove that these plans are bona fide and do result in this substantial amount of power, and that these plans are do result in a working device, that they're not some bogus, somebody trying to make a quick buck. And there are a number, like I mentioned earlier, there are a number of people doing that kind of stuff on the bogus end of the spectrum, which is going to make it hard when we do have something legitimate, but we can distinguish ourselves from the bogus ones by showing all the evidence. And as you have people start doing replications and start posting their videos on YouTube, and you have a collection of those videos and evidence on a homepage website for the project, and you see those replications coming in a logarithmic fashion, 10 in the first week, 100 in the second week, 1,000 in the third week, etc., then you've really got something. And think of all the jobs that would be created. But even if we don't go the route of open source, even if we don't get to play that particular probable future, some of these other technologies that are, under patent protection and are going up in a more traditional manner, can still get a lot of players involved in helping them roll it out to license the technology for their state or for their region of the country or
gotcha.
Their application.
And let's talk about the five sources of energy, from ECAT to Defcalion, BP Biomass, and such, on Coast to Coast AM with our guest tonight, Sterling Allen.